Monday the 15th of March, Kof Tes Ador, Rabbi Moshe Shurkin, Leaving Mitzrayim, 50 Tach.
The Torah tells us how to check the veracity of the Torah, the emes of the Torah. He shall not remember Yishayim, Ashayulaf, and Echa. Ask those days before in your history. The Minayim, Ashabara, Elakim, Adam, Al Ares, Matsar Shamayim, Matsar Shamayim. Haniyeka, the Varagadarazir, or Hanishma Kabayu. Does such an event occur? Would it ever purport to occur? And the Torah tells us to check in history, did such a thing, and what are these two events which we should check? Hashama'am, Kuyin Elohim Adabem Toha'esh Kasher Shomato Vayechi. Did any nation hear the sound of Hashem, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, from fire as you heard? The national experience that Am Yisrael had in Maimad al-Sinai, does not only did it happen by the Goyim, it even purport to happen. So go in any ways, say that such a thing happened. We heard from Yaakov Weinberg and Rosh Hashiva and Eretz Yisrael that by the Goyim, all these sects come because of some person says he had a dream and he has to reveal that dream to others. And he was talking about the Mormons. The Mormons, at one stage, wouldn't allow blacks to join. As we're coming increasingly politically incorrect not to allow the blacks to join. So in Asher, he said, he's sure that within the next 5 years, the head of the Mormons is going to have a dream. And in the dream, he's going to be told that the time has now come to allow the blacks to join. See, his only mistake was it was 2 years, not 5 years. But that is, by the Goyim, when we say, that we say, Baruch HaMochem Baruch Hu, Baruch HaTorah Amo Yisrael, when we say the Shvach, that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Amo Yisrael, it's not a Shvach that he gave it to us and not to the Goyim. But he gave it to Amo Yisrael. He gave it to the whole nation. The whole nation was present on the Har Sinai. The Kuzi describes the extent to which everybody was present at that event. And then, but carries on, when he said to him, Lavoi lakachas la goy mikerev goy. Right? Goy mikerev goy, so the Maharal describes, brings a Medrash. The Medrash describes it's like the shepherd taking the lamb, the fetus, out of the womb of the ewe and helping it to give birth. And that is the way we were in Mitzrayim. We were in Mitzrayim, goy mikerev goy. Goy mikerev goy, the fetus, uba yerech imoy. The uba is like one of the organs of the mother. Mainly if a pregnant goiter wants to convert, her tefillah works for the fetus as well. Right? So that is goy mikerev, that's the way we were in Mitzrayim. Now, beteva, that which is born from a particular womb has to resemble the source from which it comes. We were goy mikerev goy within Mitzrayim, and we had to, what had to be born was the complete antithesis, the complete opposite of Mitzrayim. And I'll give a marshal, if you imagine 70 Africans would come to America, and they'd be there for 4 generations, and they'll multiply to a few million, and then it'll come along a charismatic leader, and they'll say, let's get back to Africa. And you'll be able to get them and convince them. If they get you back to Africa, what would they look like? They would look like all of America, right? We had to be goy mikerev goy in Mitzrayim, but nevertheless, we had to come out and be the complete antithesis of Mitzrayim. There should be no resemblance at all to the source. And that is on Yisrael, the Kim Lavoy, the Kachar, the goy mikerev goy, that even though we were previously goy mikerev goy, we were in that complete assimilation, we had to be, what had to come out to be the complete antithesis. In that antithesis, when it says the Rosh Torah, Chamushim alum Mitzrayim. Chamushim alum Mitzrayim. Chamushim, one translation is that they were armed. Chamushim, that only a fifth came out. There's also, Rosh Medrash says, each one had Chamishot Tafla. Every family had times five, meaning those that were nifta, those that died were the ones, the adults, over 20. But they all left families. They all left little children. So every family had to adopt the ones that were the orphans of the other families, right? So this was the Chamushim Alu. However, there is in Sfarim, there's a Zohar brings a Lashon Chamushim that we went out of Mitzrayim 50 times. Hashem Tzedim Yisrael is written 50 times in the Torah, And man, we had to go out of Mitzrayim 50 times. And what is the going out of 50 times? There's a gra in the Ateres Eliyahu where he brings, he says, Anoich Hashem lakeacho, asher hoitzeiticho me'aretz Mitzrayim. Sure, he sees you come me'aretz Mitzrayim. Isn't going, the Torah is telling us, the Torah is saying, I am the one who took you out of Mitzrayim. That I took you out of Mitzrayim on Tesvav Nisan. Asher hoitzeiticho me'aretz Mitzrayim. I'm taking you out of Mitzrayim now. Now, at my Ben HaSinai, now I'm taking you out of Mitzrayim. So in other words, that was after the 50 days of the Sfiras HaOmer. Each day in Sfiras HaOmer, where we had to go from one Shah Tuma to another Shah Kedusha, that was a Yetzias Mitzrayim. That was a going out of Mitzrayim. In other words, there was a physical going out of Mitzrayim on Tesvav Nisan, but that wasn't the end. There had to be a continual going out of the mindset of Mitzrayim. The separation from Mitzrayim had to go through 50 days, 50 times we had to go out. Just that one of the Telos Rosh Hashiva, the Mariel Bloch, Zechar Tzadik Livracha, brings Nibah V'lo Yadam Masha Nibah. He brings, we talk about the mindset of Mitzrayim, the Umas HaOlam, the nations, when they want to celebrate great events in their history, like the landing in Dunkirk, right? So what do the Goyim do? They reenact an entire, they bring tens of thousands dressed up as the Allied troops, and they have tens of thousands as the Nazi troops, and then they bring out ships that were used at that time, and they reenact what happened. There's a town in Germany, I think it was Mantau, where every 10 years they reenact what happened with Joschka. So again they have those dressing up as Romans and those dressing up here, and they go through the whole performance and the whole that they end him up, and it doesn't exactly add to Avos Yisrael, but that is what the Goyim, but that's the way the Goyim reenact. The Goyim reenact that the way they go through, reenact what the events that they are supposed to commemorate. By us, we eat a Kazayis Matzah, so Kazayis Matzah, that's Chayrus. We take a Kazayis of Moral, a Kazayis of Romain Detis, or Chayin, whatever it is, and that is Chayrus. And then he asked, why don't we have, like if you have a Nibah V'lo Yadam Masha Nibah, right, let's say a video. Let's have a video presentation. They've had these movies about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why shouldn't we reenact that? We have a time switch. Won't that make a greater impression on us than eating one Kazayis of Matzah? That's going to give us Chayrus. One Kazayis of Romaine Lettuce, that's really all the Shibud we've got from that, right? If we were to see a movie, we would see it all reenacted, right? Wouldn't that make more of an impression? Wouldn't we be more moved by that? And he answers that if we were to do that, you think, after such a movie, after such a presentation, what would we be talking about? What would we be thinking about? We'd be thinking what kind of shoes they were wearing. We'd be thinking how they managed to get those long bricks up the hill. How did we do all that? And our external senses will be bemet aroused, but the message of Chayrus we wouldn't be getting. I think he gives a moshel. If somebody would compose a very fine niggun and have one violin or one flute playing the niggun, right? And next to that you'd have 100 drums banging with full force. How much of the niggun would we hear? We have very little of it, right? So we're being told that how does a mitzvah work? A mitzvah, we're not consciously going through Chayrus. It's not that we're reenacting Chayrus. We are being told how matzah works on a person. When we eat matzah, Leila Seder, at the time, the way the Kodesh Baruch Hu prescribed, that is the effect it's going to have on us. It's nothing intrinsic in matzah, even though, matzah, the Maharal pause, why is matzah associated with Chayrus? Because matzah is a simple food. It's just water and flour. And something simple, uncluttered, that's free, right? We think of those that were in Germany before the war, for whom was the easiest to run away? When they saw the Nazis, the rising Hitler coming up, Yamach away, who could run away? The poor. Somebody had nothing. Somebody had factories and possessions. They became bound by their possessions. They became enslaved to their possessions. And that is that's why matzah represents chayrus, because that is simple, the most simple of foods. How do you hunt monkeys? You go to the forest, you make a hole in the tree, and you're making just his hand in. And then at the bottom, you put nuts, right? So he puts his hand in, and he gets a full handful of nuts, and now he can't get his hand out. But he doesn't have seichel to let go of the nuts. So all you've got to do is you walk around, you can pick up all the monkeys, right? But that's the danger where we become enslaved, we become servile to our possessions. Our possessions can bind us. Chayrus is when one is free. Chayrus is when one has that freedom that one can move, one can fulfill oneself. One's not bound by possession, not bound by things which are external to us. That is real chayrus. But the way a mitzvah works, the Mariel Bloch tells that we say by tzitzis, we have psilt chayrus. Psilt chayrus reminds of the sea reminds of the sky. Sky reminds of Kisei HaKovet. Kisei HaKovet, who's sitting on Kisei HaKovet. We'll see the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, why one thread? Paint all our walls blue. The same thing. The sea, the sky, Kisei HaKovet. The answer is, we're not being told how it works consciously. We're being told how the mitzvah works on a person. A mitzvah works because that's the way the Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded. The Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded, and that's the way it's going to work. And the Rabbi Ruchem Emir points out, we're told that the Mishkan Shalmato is Mechuvan Neged the Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila. And what do we have? The Mato Atzei Shitim Oemdim. The Ma'adon is Srofim Oemdim. So, Rabbi Ruchem asks, what's the Kesher? Atzei Shitim Oemdim. That's Klotzim, wooden poles. What are wooden poles going to do with Srofim? Srofim are spiritual beings, Malochim, running around in Shemaim. We don't know what that is, Bechal. So what's the connection between Atzei Shitim and Srofim? So the Rabbi Ruch himself answers, brings Oshin Chazal. So I'll say, a mitzvah, we are told, Kodesh Baruch Hu says to us, Ata b'semamanecho, v'ani b'chvoidi. Ata b'semamanecho, you go through motions with a tangible object, and when we do it correctly at the time, the way we should, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu invents it k'voidoi. Ata b'semamanecho, we do the semamanim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu invents that k'voidoi. So when we eat matzah, we're not consciously aware of chayrus. We're not consciously aware. We're not, the chayrus is not because we're aware of it. The conscience we're being told when we eat a matzah at the time, as prescribed in the Torah, that is the effect it's going to have on us. The effect is because that's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave. Even though there is in the moshul the simplicity of that food, but not that which is doing it. Now, if you eat matzah now, right? It's not going to remind us of any chayrus. It might be of might get indigestion or put on weight, but it's not going to give us chayrus. Chayrus is only when we do it at the time as it is prescribed. And that is our leaving the mindset of Mitzrayim. The mindset of Mitzrayim is that the Koichim Yotzim Yodi, we have to do it. We have to organize the commemoration. We have to reenact. We have to do, and we will show the way we understand how to do it. But the ability to control, to contract ourselves, condense ourselves, to do only that which the Kodesh Baruch Hu, not the way we think, not the way we would imagine, the way the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us. When the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us that we should eat matzah, and matzah is going to give chayrus, that's going to give chayrus. When he says to eat mara, that's going to be the shibud. When we do that, then we have left Mitzrayim. We've left the mindset of Mitzrayim. We see that Be'etzem, when we carry on, that in the Parshas Beshalach, we Beshalach Paray Sa'am. So the Midrash asks, what do you mean Paray sent us out? Tell what's Yad Mitzrayim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. What do you mean Paray sent us out? And the Midrash says, the Beshalach there doesn't mean that he sent us out. Beshalach there is a Loshon of Leviyah. He accompanied us out. He escorted us out. Paray escorted us out of Mitzrayim. So what do you mean Paray escorted us out of Mitzrayim? There's the mindset of Mitzrayim went with us out of Mitzrayim. We left, we didn't leave Mitzrayim. That's when we went out of Mitzrayim physically, Tesvav Nisan, we went out. But we had still an accompaniment of Mitzrayim. And Mitzrayim was accompanying us out on the way out. In the yeshivas they have a lotion, it's easier to get the bocha out of America than to get America out of the bocha. Right? But that's the accompaniment. That is where we're accompanied by the goddess. Accompanied by the goddess, that carries, we go, that mindset goes with us. But physically there was the Eruv Rav, but the Eruv Rav was only a few thousand, but the mindset remained. When we think of Chet HaEgel, the Chet HaEgel, when we heard from Rav Hutner Zatzal, once he told us, if it wouldn't have been written in the Torah that Chet HaEgel was a Chet, we would not have understood what the Chet was. Right? There was no nobody intended to avoid the Zorah. It was then something to direct, to lead, but there was no avoid the Zorah in it. But Be'omek, what was the Chet? Be'omek, we see in Pikudei that 18 times the Torah repeats, Kasher Tzivar Hashem Es Moshe, Kasher Tzivar Hashem Es Moshe. Right? Ika Oimek the Chet HaEgel was that Am Yisrael wanted some form of avoda, but some sort of avoda which was not dictated by the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Some form of avoda which they thought up that they should tell Aaron, how can Am Yisrael been challenged on the Chet HaEgel? They saw the Aaron of Moshe Rabbeinu, they saw the whole world was in Andramuzia, so for sure Moshe Rabbeinu is gone. So why, what was the Chet? So they answered that what should they have done? They say they really were shown Moshe Rabbeinu is Nifter. Now, there's Aaron. They should go and ask Aaron what to do. Aaron was the God Lador, Aaron was the Manik in Mitzrayim all the years, but instead of asking Aaron, they went to tell Aaron. This expression, people want to hear Moshe Mipia Kvura and not Moshe Mipia Gvura. Right? We talk about those Gvurim that were, we praise those that were. Today's there, we don't have to listen to those that are. Nobody's going to be like the Chazanish, nobody's going to be like the Chofetz Chaim, we don't have a Chofetz Chaim, so now we can do ourselves. Now it's Moshe Mipia HaKvurda and not Moshe Mipia Gvurda. But this Be'omek, that is the mindset of Mitzrayim. The mindset of Mitzrayim was that we will dictate, we will understand. And that was the accompaniment, that was the escort that we had out of Mitzrayim. And that escort went with us, and that escort called permit ultimately that there should be a Chet HaEgel. What it should have been was a Sher Hoitzeiticho Me'eretz Mitzrayim. What should have been, after those 50 days, a complete separation from Mitzrayim. And even in Kabbalah Satorah, which is Tav and Zekim Laharazeh, even at that point, which should have been the ultimate of that separation, there was that Chisorim. We didn't completely separate. The fact that we didn't separate completely, separate, that brought, that ultimately came out from that, Chet HaEgel, Yom Pokdi Pokadati, to this day, we're suffering from that. And that is the oimek of what should have happened. The Ramban, there's a famous Ramban on the beginning of Parsha Shmois, in the Hagdomah to Parsha Shmois, where he talks that on Breishis, Hishlim HaKosov, Sefer Breishis, Sefer Yetzira, B'chidosh HaOlam, V'yitzea, and all of that Sefer Yetzira, that's talking about the creation. Then comes Sefer Shmois, the Din HaGolas Vagula, then it says, V'hinei HaGolas Einena Nishlam Ad Yoim Shuvam El Mekoimam El Mailas Avoysam Yeshuvu. And he says, why? K'shiyatsu b'Mitzrayim Af Alpi Shiyatsu b'Beis Avodim. Even though they went out of Beis Avodim, even though physically we left Mitzrayim, right? Adayin Yachshavu Goyim. They still considered they're in Golas. They haven't yet left the Golas. Why? Kubaris lo lahem nevoichim amidbar. And it says here, Keshebawel Har Sinai v'asa Mishkan v'shava Kodesh Bohu v'yishran Shkinosei b'neihem. When they're going back to Har Sinai, and of course, brought back to the Shekhinah, he says, "As shavu al milas avoysom, right? As shavu al milas avoysom, shayah soid eloka ale aleim." So, in other words, the ikar of geula is not a physical geula of getting out of Mitzrayim. The ikar geula is to get back to milas avoysom, to get back that we have our own uniqueness, we have our own connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we have the Mishkan, the Shekhinah Center, and we can reach minus our voice on, we can reach a level that we are not anymore dependent on Mitzrayim. We're no longer attached to Mitzrayim. That level of leaving Mitzrayim, that's the ultimate. That is the ultimate Gula. The Gula is only at the end of Sefer Shmois. So, in the Megara Mitzrayim, Lela Seder, Zman Chayruseinu. Zman Chayruseinu, physical Chayruseinu, that we get out of the base of Odin, but we are still in Mitzrayim. We are still connected to Paro. Paro is still accompanying us out of Mitzrayim. The ultimate of go back to that we should achieve Milas Avoisom. The Gemara and Brachas war brings that Misha Oisik Betoira Milas Chasodim Umispala Nematzibur Kilup Daani Ubonai Ibeinu Mois Oilom. That a person is Oisik in Toira Milas Chasodim Davos with Tzibur. So he has Kibyakal Gosh Bor says he has redeemed me Ubonai Milas Oilom. So the Maharal asks, why did Chazal pick out those three things? Why did they pick out Torah, Mishasotim, and Mispalli Matzibur? So he points out that Am Yisrael in Golus. Golus is a Metzias of Yaakov, the name Yaakov, Yadoi Ocheses Akev Esav. Yadoi Ocheses Akev Esav. Golus, we're a minority. Every minority tends to be drawn after the majority and tends to adopt and somehow infiltrate into the, wants to emulate the majority, doesn't want to remain different, doesn't want to be a stranger, doesn't want to be different. That is the Miyarat, that's Yadu Yachesef Akev Esav. The Rabbi Hanan, Hashem Yikom Dama, he came to America the first time. So he was staying in some sort of a, we heard this from his son, from Simcha, he was staying in some, in a boarding house, and they brought coffee and milk. So he asked the waiter if the milk is Chol of Yisrael. So he said, no, we don't have Chol of Yisrael. So he said, okay, I'll have the coffee without milk. In the morning it was repeated. So he brought the coffee, or again the milk. He said, that isn't Chol of Yisrael. So he went to the Balabas. He said, last night I told the guy that I'm Makbir on Chol of Yisrael. So the Balabas had a sense of humor. He said to him, he must have thought that he will sleep one night in America. In the morning you'll think differently. Right? But that is Golos Yadoy Acheses Akev Esav. Golos when we feel ourselves a minority. The Maharal brings out that through these 3 points where we can perceive our superiority, where we can perceive our elevation, we can see that we're no longer that we have to be Yadoy Acheses Akev Esav, that we're not going after them, but we can feel our own Maida. Our own Maida, the Torah, there is water, that's Yi Chochmaschem or Binaschem B'nei Agoyim. The Goyim can appreciate the Chochma, the Gadlus, the Chochma of Israel. Then by Gemilas Hasodim, Tzedakah Tromem Goy. Tzedakah Tromem Goy, that can elevate through Tzedakah, that a person can, through giving, through the process of the emulating the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hurachu Mahu Afato, Mahu Rachu Mafata, Mahu Chanun Afato, Mahu Malbish Arumim Afato. That's the elevation of Israel. Once said from Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky, state in Eretz Israel, that once in the Middle Ages, the dukes and princes all had a yid as a financial advisor and taking care of the finances. And the galochim would always give them flack because of that. You know how you rely on this yid? So once and for all, so what's the difference? What's the difference between, you know, between yidden and the others? So he said, listen, you invite all your people into a banquet, and they all come in, say 5 o'clock, all these nobles have to be there, and they have the tables all laden, cold tuv, and only what? There's no cutlery. So they're all watching, so we're seeing all this beautiful food, and then they begin to try and take with their hands, so there comes a bell that you're not allowed to take until the cutlery comes. So eventually they bring in the cutlery. It's like 2 meters long. So everyone's trying to eat with a fork and a spoon 2 meters long, and they see it's impossible, so they throw it down and they go. 2 hours later, they bring in the Eden, right? The same performance, same, they bring the same cutlery, they're 2 meters long. Everybody realizes that he can't eat, so everybody fed the guy opposite him, and in minutes they finished the whole Suda, right? They want to say, that's the difference. The goy would rather starve than help somebody else. But Yidden Chesed is built into them, and that is with Stokit Romem Goy. Right? This is the elevation. But this is a Maila of Yisrael that we need to perceive the Maila of Yisrael. That is when we're out of Golas. We don't see that that's what we have to emulate, that's what we have to be trying to copy, and that's what we have to be. Mispalim Atzibur, I saw this in, particularly in the United States, in Manhattan, they have what they call a mincha map of Manhattan. Right? Which building has mincha. But when you go to an office and it's time for mincha, so you'll hear a secretary announcing over the intercom, mincha, mincha, and everybody leaves and they come to a certain room to daven. Now, what happens at that moment? When it says mispalim, what's a mispalim atzibur? Mispalim atzibur is not just that Yidden get together. Yidden getting together, says the Maharal, they can still be part of our assimilation. There were cities and places where the Goyim had clubs where they wouldn't allow Jews to join. So what did the Yidden do? They make clubs like that for Yidden. Right? It's the same assimilation. Right? We're still acting like them. But Mispalim Atzibur, the Yid is detaching from the Goy. Everybody left the person that he was dealing with, left the Goy, and he's presenting himself in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mityatsev lifnei Hashem. He's presenting himself. These are the ways we showed we've separated. But we can separate not just that we're getting Alon Eden together, but we're getting together where we should be. We're getting together lifnei Hashem. But that's our own appreciation of what is our Mila. Our appreciation of what our Mila should be. That requires the 50 times going out of Mitzrayim. The 50 times going out of Mitzrayim requires that we should impress on ourselves to get out of the mindset of Mitzrayim. And then to reach back to Mayra Savoyseinu. Mayra Savoyseinu, where we should be, that chedus, we don't feel a dependence on the Goy. We don't have the levui of the Goy. We appreciate where a Yid should be, where we, our own Mayra is. In the early years of the State of Israel, Abba Ibn was the foreign minister. He was speaking, he was a very well-known orator. He was speaking in front of the United Nations. And they brought Uri Tzvi Greenberg, was a Baal Tshuva poet from Eretz Yisrael. And he came along to hear Abba Ibn. And he was hearing, they asked him, what's your impression of Abba Ibn? So he said, the difference in Europe, it used to be Shtadlonim. Shtadlonim used to go and deal with a Goy in every way they could. He said, every time you look at a Shtadlin, when he was dealing with a Goy, if you look on his face, you can see a smile. That smile was saying, what can I do? I'm standing in front of this dog, and I've got to deal with him. I've got to get him off our back. I've got to deal with him. Then, that's how they were. But you can see that little smile over there. He says, Abba Ibn, he's taking the Goyim seriously. Right? Taking the Goyim seriously, that is when we're still in Mitzrayim. That we're still, Yado Achez is Akev Esav. They aim on the Malem Lachal Eseinu. They know that that's the Livui. They want us, Mitzad Echad, that we should not sustain our Mila, that we should join, we should, and then we're reminded that we are not. Then we're reminded of where we should be. But the Cheres of Mitzrayim, they're having to go out 50 times, is to go out of the mindset of Mitzrayim. Ba'ez Hashem has come that we can go out of the mindset of Mitzrayim. We can be Zeche to real Cheres. To be Zeche, the real Cheres of Asher Leitzei Tichom Eretz Yisrael. Then we're going to have our connection with Torah, our connection with an unblemished Torah. Our Torah, which is the Torah that the Kodesh Baruch Hu has given us, and that's our uniqueness, that's our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ba'ez Hashem, at that point, Tavdun is given our Arazeh, and it's Tavdun. Why Loshen Tavdun? What Tavdu? Tavdun, Tavdu Nun. Tavdu Nun, Tavdu 50 times. To do the 50th day. To reach that level of the 50s, when ultimately, Be'ez Hashem, we can be free. We can be met that we can have that chedus, which we, from that chedus, we can eat from the psachim and the zvachim. Amen.